Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That McDonald's chorizo, it's not as good as the stuff at AutoZone, but it'll do in a pinch.
Zion going to AutoZone. Hey, y'all still got that chorizo?
Yeah. Trying to make a sandwich.
Yeah. I'm not forget I was in the neighborhood.
We told you that. Those are good years. You can't eat those.
If I buy four, I get another four today, like right now, today.
I'm about to hit the set order button or set choose a pick button.
I feel like you put my name first a lot, and it means I'm just not getting the first pick.
Well, listen, this is Phil Jack. Put all this in. This is Phil Jackson complaining about calls. Now he's about to get every call. Now,
That's right.
He's like, why don't we just spin it a couple times until it's me?
Best six out of seven.
I'll put it in a more natural order. All right, ready?
Is that just three names?
Well,
yeah. Well, what do you know?
Well. Look at what Coley's complaining has done. It's giving me the first pick.
I mean, none at all.
Yeah, my screen didn't even change.
Yeah, no, really? I'm still looking at three names. I don't even
know. Classic YC. Classic YC. So, what do you know? Four picks in a row for YC.
Is it still not updated?
Nope.
No.
The least updated screen maybe what? I've ever seen.
We need to revote.
That's terrible. What about now?
She said, I'll take Cornish Game Hen with my first pick. With my second pick, I'll take. Okay. If this is how YC says it shook out,
it is. And
okay, we have three people here. Scoob, McMahon, we're here. The video has started. We were trying to get in some. An honest draft, an honest day at the draft. We're thankful everybody came in and tapped in, hit that thumbs up to do some honest, above the board, on the table level draft. And we can't even get the draft order set yet. Coley, what's going on with this?
It feels like 85 in here. We got the next fan with the frozen envelope. Just doing drafts behind closed doors, then being like, this is the order. What do you know? I happen to get the first pick. None of us saw this. We've only just seen the screen, the random.org screen that shows us this order. I guess are we accepting it? Are we overturning the vote? Are we storming the Capitol?
I can't generate this picture. I'm not that good at Photoshop. There are numbers on there. These were the four items on your list. It's above board, I promise.
Scoob, are we buying this?
You know what? I trust him, but he's on thin ice because he did say, oh, look at Coley's words did this, and then we couldn't see what they did.
He did try and blame me. It's a good point.
So, he's just clicking around talking about something we can't see.
How many times did he do this to where he got off script? You guys still can't see it? That's crazy. Why see one? Bam. That's when I can see it.
So when you could see the list, Coley's name was first, then Tyler, then Scoob, then myself. And Coley said, my name's first. That means I'm not going to get the first pick. So I put Coley second.
Well, on ours, what it showed on my screen was it removed my name, put Coley's first, but then there were only three names.
Yeah.
While you were doing whatever cheating behind the scenes. And then the next thing I see, oh, guess who's got 1-1? YC.
Anyway, I get to choose which pick I'd like, and after all this belly aching,
do you get to? No, go ahead.
I'm gonna choose the first pick anyway.
I can see that.
Thank you. 1-1.
He's not going to follow the rules anyway. Let him pick first.
I'm gonna slide right, and I'm going to take the turn. I'm going to take that fourth pick.
I'm going to take the second pick.
I'll take the third pick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Wait. Trill, do you want to trade second for third?
you have to give him a future pick if you want to move down.
What you want, Lovie Smith? What do I get out of this? I could have had any pick you wanted.
I just want to swap spots. I want to take my pick back. Yeah, take three.
Give me two. Yeah, can we swap that out? I'll take two. Yeah,
you can have two. Yeah, you can have two.
Consenting adults. Do what you want.
This is for the whole draft, right? It's not like it goes
yes,
back.
The whole draft. Yes.
No, I get to pick each round, which. Okay, the draft order is set. YC will go first. I will go second. Scoob will go third. Coley goes fourth with the turn.
All right, I'll pull up our draft board. Hopefully you can see it.
Hopefully so. And we haven't even told the people what we're drafting. We're drafting the perfect sandwich today. Who was this? Whose work was this? I want to give credit. This is a good one.
YC?
YC? Mm-hmm. This guy we've been shitting on, yeah.
Naturally.
Aaron, take all the bad stuff we said about YC out. Thank you. We'll be drafting the perfect sandwich, a 5-round draft. You get a bread, a condiment, a meat, a vegetable, and a flex spot. Again, 5 rounds, bread, condiment, meat, vegetable, flex spot. YC, I mean, the board is yours. You want to talk us through your strategy?
Well, as we know, we don't share a lot of similar food takes. So I feel like this draft is a lot more about playing your opponent more than trying to build the sandwich that you'd like to eat. So I think there's a little bit of gamesmanship involved here. I feel like we all have very different tastes, so we could just easily draft what we wanted and it wouldn't be on each other's boards. But I don't want to do that. I want to try to get what I want, but also take what you want. So, with pick 1-1 in the first round, I'm going to go with a meat here, and I'm going fried chicken cutlet 1-1.
Wasn't that on my board? It's
chicken for anybody.
No, cutlet. They're different preparations.
Okay, I'm asking. Okay, okay.
I think that's fair. Only so many animals in the world we can eat.
Thus far, yes. Okay, fried chicken cutlet is off the board. This is tough because, like you said, you want to get your sandwich something that works, but you do have to play the board. But we just might be drafting for four different sports here, man. I might be drafting a goalie and the McMahon looking for a center fielder. So with my first pick, oh man, I don't know. Nah, okay. Let's get super freaky. Give me McGriddle as the bread.
Ooh. So I was the one accused of flouting the rules. McGriddle bread.
I would never expect that on anyone's board. Make the McGriddle bread.
Listen, love the pick. Could have gotten the 20th round. It was not
I feel that way for all of these.
Yeah, but fair. Fair.
What is he cooking for real?
My bread, full pizza. That's what. Yeah.
Every pizza in the world.
He's gonna.
Glad I moved up to two for that. Scoob, you're on the clock.
The griddle is kind of small. It is kind of small.
Yeah. Let me get 2 Wagyu steaks for bread, please.
Scoob making that hoagie.
I'm going with mozzarella cheese. Mozzarella cheese.
Not on my board. So we're all set here. McMahon back to back.
So I'm pretty much building my entire sandwich right here, which both has me excited and nervous. I'm taking chicken and buffalo sauce back to back. So my condiment is buffalo sauce. My main is, I don't know how to.
Yeah, what kind of chicken you take? Chicken.
Yeah, what's the preparation here?
Can't be fried cutlet.
No, it's not. But going into the sandwich, it's not going to be cutlet. So it's going to be more like tender, I guess.
I'll abide by that.
Okay, so what are we drafting again? We're drafting a meat.
Sandwiches.
A bread, a condiment, a meat, a vegetable, and a flex.
So you pretty much used up your flex spot on mozzarella.
See, I was counting mozzarella as a condiment. See,
definitely not. Yeah.
Nah, I don't think he's counting
McGriddles as a condiment too.
No, that's my flex. Yeah.
Okay. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, between two pieces of bread. Now you're talking.
That can be my flex. Interesting.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with mozzarella. I'm going with hot spicy soppressata type of salami.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how to spell that, but all right. I'm gonna guess that's how it goes.
Hot spicy soppressata.
Yeah. Sabagool, as they call it.
I am on the clock. I'm really trying to decide. This really comes down, like, am I trying to build like the best sandwich I've ever had? Am I trying to build the sandwich I would want? Am I trying to experiment? Am I a real slut is what I'm really at. Like, I'm super freaky.
You put yourself in quite a corner with your 1-1.
He's like, give me egg. I think the goal as always is to construct the best sandwich of the four. To have the best draft of the four.
Yeah, but I mean, to be honest, the second you said that, I went into this draft thinking one thing and you said that and I was like, man, a breakfast sandwich really would have stood head and shoulders against everyone else. So I don't hate the way you're going, but I do
think you forced
yourself down a path.
Yeah,
I think you forced yourself down a path.
The funny thing is, though, is that like it's a tell, though. If you start going in that direction and then if somebody snakes sausage from you or something, or snakes bacon, then you're in trouble.
Well, that's where I was like, I got some options. I'll go with my... Give me my flex here. Give me egg.
I was going to say, that's the one I think he can't risk losing. If you took egg right now, I see. then he's up Schitt's Creek.
That's why I was like, because with the sausage meats, like he could take two back-to-back here, and I've got some options. But I needed that. So give me egg with my second round pick. YC, you're on the clock back-to-back.
See, this is interesting, because now the rest of my board is kind of determined by the chicken pick. And I think a lot of this stuff is super desired by you guys. I'm gonna go with chipotle mayo.
Okay, nice aioli.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good compliment to the chicken.
Okay. I googled sandwich condiments, and the number three result was cheese. The record needs to show.
Going to scoop.com and
yeah, I don't.
I'm on breaddad.com.
This is bread mom.
I've never heard cheese as a condiment. What's the can we get the definition of a condiment?
Let's see. What's the definition of a condiment? Okay, condiment.
Like, is a condiment a sauce? I equate them to sauces.
I think of that, but yeah, let's see what's Merriam-Webster say?
A condiment is a preparation that is added to food, typically after cooking, to impart a specific flavor, to enhance the flavor, or to complement the dish. Now, I don't think mozzarella would count. I don't think cheese.
The funny thing is, after you said that, I was going to say maybe it should, but I think our understanding of it is different.
Agreed.
I think we think in sauces, basically. Or,
for sure.
You know. I think let's just go with the generally accepted.
The cheese, and I don't want to give Scoob more phrases, but the cheese does, in fact, stand alone.
Right.
That is true.
Can't make a condiment sandwich, or you could, but it would be sadder if it wasn't cheese.
I'm surprised Scoob took any condiments. That's where I thought Scoob was going.
Interesting. I mean, and mozzarella soppressata, you got a solid core to the team already. So it's not like you made a bad pick, even though you thought it was a condiment. Now you just got more flexibility.
That is true.
We are back. Yeah, the board is showing. Round two is updated. YC, you are back on the clock, sir.
Ooh, back on the board. I am going to go with banana peppers for my vegetable.
I see. Okay, I'm starting to see. Like, this is round three. You can kind of see the teams everybody's building. I'm trying to decide what I need to do. Let me take a look at the board real quick. See how I can play this.
Mm-hmm.
Scoob's a real wild card.
About to be a run on bread. I could tell you that much.
That's what I'm saying. Scoob's a real wild card.
Scoob's like a knife. The sharpest knife you got.
Fuck. Yeah. How will I cut this atrocity?
Razor blades.
I feel like vegetable also kind of limits me in. So I will give me a hashed browned potato.
Ooh. All right.
What a way to skirt the rules there with vegetable.
It's a root vegetable.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And you hash it, it turns brown. What am I skirting?
We laughed early, but he might be laughing later. I don't know. This is looking kind of good for old.
Look, y'all saying I boxed myself in to deliciousness. I'm going hash brown. Scoob, sir, you're on the clock. Round three.
I'm taking a ciabatta bread. You can use a bun, or you can use it sliced, whatever you want.
On my board, that's a good bread.
On my board as well.
My only problem with the hash brown is you've left yourself open yet again to lose some of the meats. The hash brown, because he's a jackass, was taking hash brown next.
I'm not putting hash brown on a chicken sandwich. That's preposterous.
I took it like potato as a whole. I was like, I need to get if potato is the vegetable, right. If somebody takes that, I'm cooked. So that's why I'll take it now. McMahon, back to back.
Yeah, so me trying to figure out my flex is the toughest. We've got two vegetables gone. I mean, I'm building a buffalo chicken sandwich. I think that much is clear. I don't think I've tipped my hand too much. And really only one vegetable stands with that, and that's lettuce. So I'll take lettuce here, even though no one's going crazy for lettuce. I took a left guard right there. Like people haven't watched him. They don't know what school he's from.
From D3, yeah.
Yeah, when he has the 12-year career and really helps with our run game, people are going to be talking about it.
Not a pick you'll regret.
Right, yeah. It, a little crunch here. Mm. And I'm going away. I don't think a lot of people saw it coming when we got here, but shout out to my manager, Bobby Valentine. I'm taking the wrap for my bread.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Any particular wrap? Like you just any at all?
The standard, traditional. The standard, yeah, white person burrito. this is what we're going with here. I think it's the best way to enjoy a buffalo chicken sandwich. Putting it on bread, it misses something.
I think it adds too much. Like the bread, right. Like the wrap is the perfect minimalism.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to agree with you.
That was Coley's pick. Scoob, sir.
All right. It's going
to end with an A. I know it and be Italian.
No. I'm going to go with, give me pesto sauce. That's my condiment.
I like it.
Pesto sauce with the mozzarella. Ooh, I really like this sandwich right now.
We should let him do cheese as a condiment. That would have really boxed him.
Well, no, because I would have been taking fried egg right before you then.
We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know now.
See, Scoob needs more lawyering in him. He should have argued that pesto is a vegetable.
Also true. Yeah. Cheese. Sopressata is the vegetable.
It's a root vegetable. Not updating again?
My pesto sauce, I want to clarify, is pesto sauce, the condiment.
Yeah.
Pesto is your bread. That's different, but
so many vegetables to think of. That's what's killing me right now. That's what my last pick has to be, the vegetable. And I don't know any vegetables.
Couldn't be me. Okay, back on the board. I am on the clock. I've got some options here. I'm really just trying to decide how freaky I'm trying to get, man. I'm between two options. I'm going to spice it up a little bit. It's my meat. Give me some chorizo.
Ooh. Wow.
Give me some chorizo.
It was between a couple options, but they were all pig.
Yeah, it was really which Ruta or Tuta is really what I was trying to get to. Underside, ear bone.
It was hard.
Who don't want serving it?
Up.
Yeah,
it was a hard pick to fuck up.
YC back to back, your fourth and fifth, your last picks.
Ooh, last picks. I know this isn't on. I don't think it's gonna be on any of your boards, but I'm gonna take it anyway. I'm gonna take it anyway just to complete the sandwich. I'm gonna go with pickles.
And I contemplated pickle just so I could say put it on the side, and then I will personally throw it in the trash. That was my consideration for vegetable.
Well, you guys are pickled.
Same. Yeah.
Had lettuce been taken from me, I was really boxed in with the sandwich I was making. So if lettuce had been taken, I was going pickle to heave in the trash.
Mom was
going
to be a like frisée or something like the fake greenery that's there but don't taste like it. Just fake green. Yeah, that was
poison to eat. Yeah.
Yeah. Plastic. Very much plastic.
That was a pick for me in the sandwich. It wasn't playing the board there. I'm aware of everyone's distaste for pickles.
Candy corn for the bread. Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I cannot go with my original pick. So now I got a bread. I was going to go with my original pick, and now I think I'm still going to go with it because I can't remember the name of the other kind of bread that I'm thinking about. And I really just forgot. I don't know what those rolls are called.
We've all got bread, so talk it out.
I was going to say, last round.
What, okay, yeah, fine.
We're going to give you the wrong answer.
I don't even know if I want it, though. What essentially is the bread that the Popeye sandwich is on? It's a type of roll. It's like shiny. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. What is it called?
Is that a brioche? Brioche bun?
Is that brioche.
I think Scoob's brioche.
Brioche. Might be brioche.
Yeah.
I think I had another option if I had a different kind of sandwich, but I think I got to go brioche bun for a chicken sandwich. Mm. I was gonna go with Dutch crunch was my other pick, but that's a little bit a different kind of vibe.
I didn't think that was a sandwich. Bun. I thought that was something you had done to you, but
yeah, I was either going ciabatta or brioche. Those are my two choices.
Very solid.
Yeah, I think both go crazy. A lot of good breads on the board.
Hey, shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Right now. Just shut up.
Withers said, bread, I'll take pancakes.
I always thinking inside the box. I won't do it. It's my last pick and it's tough now. I need a condiment, but my bread has a condiment. So.
Infused.
It does. So I'm trying to double, triple down on that. I'm trying to decide what would go good with the chorizo.
I've never heard an argument against more syrup in my life.
It's one of two options. Both involve the word maple. So. Now, okay, I will switch it up. As from the Wendy sandwiches, give me maple butter as my condiment.
This is not a sandwich for long life, is it?
No, not for driving, not for sitting, not for like you got to take all your clothes off like George Costanza.
Yeah, you gotta butter up that chorizo with a little maple butter.
Just some maple butter, hash browns, and a large whatever the fuck.
Not a bath.
And then an angioplasty.
defibrillator on the side. Just in case.
It's one of those, hey, if you finish it all in one bite and wait 10 minutes and don't go to the hospital,
it's free.
Put your name on the wall.
Here's a t-shirt. Like a hat?
Yeah, it costs $89, but here's a t-shirt.
I survived the Withers Widowmaker.
The quintuple bypass McGriddle style. I got slutted out, maple butter style on the back of the shirt. Scoob, you are on the clock.
Yep.
Your last pick.
I'm going with the vegetable, my last pick. I'm taking sweet peppers.
I like it.
McMahon going down to Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. And, I mean, my sandwich, I don't love that it says flour tortilla. I think wrap looks better.
Okay. Flour definitely tastes fair dry enough. In my mouth. Yeah. Chalky. Yeah.
Just like a white person, I'd rather call this thing that has a name something else, but all right.
Wasi puts just gruesome descriptions. I guess, you know that's the heart of the youngest pig. That's chorizo, right? Yeah, that's what he puts on his
Yeah, wait till you see what's in the actual video. This is just for our eyes.
Yeah. So my sandwich is largely complete. which is tough. I can't be like put chips on the side. But there's one thing that people love, and really the only person who could have stolen it was Withers, the way he was going it. I'm just going to toss some bacon in the sandwich. Mm. Buffalo chicken and bacon, I've done it many times. Works every time. So yeah, if we're trying to open a restaurant called Heart Attacks, we've got two right there for the people.
But we got a health menu too.
Yeah.
Not with the fried chicken cutlet, some soap or solder. That's the vegan side.
Some guy in the comments who's living in 2005 is going to be so mad that bacon went last.
Yeah, that's another reason why I did it, because people are going to be like, bacon was taken. I'm happy about that. But last? Yeah, that's going to infuriate someone.
Like, I think bacon and chicken together was the first time they were like, are we underutilizing bacon? Like, could we get bacon some more touches? Could bacon run more routes, get the snap count up on bacon? Then they ran it too high. 400 carries.
Yeah, breakfast and then burger, and it was like, let's do more. And then they got into ice cream and cakes and all that.
Right, bacon flavored cigarettes, everything. Yeah. That's a round five pick. That's tremendous value. There's no way
around. Correct.
That's the end of our draft, boys. What would you finish with?
All right, I got a fried chicken cutlet with a little chipotle mayo, banana peppers, and pickles. A little double brine there, and a brioche bun.
Real brine and hours.
Yeah, that's right. Let it soak.
Yes, real soaking hours. The number one sandwich in Utah.
Soak my pepper.
And your pickle. I ended up with the grown man McGriddle. McGriddle is my bread. Egg is my egg. Hash brown is my vegetable. Chorizo, that McDonald's chorizo, it's not as good as the stuff at AutoZone, but it'll do in a pinch. And maple butter. I almost went bacon jam there to get some bacon in there, but I went maple butter. I don't feel bad about it, but I may have to experiment.
Zion going to AutoZone and say, y'all still got that chorizo?
I'm trying to make a sandwich.
Yeah. I'm not thinking I was in the neighborhood.
We told you that. Those are good years. You can't eat those.
If I buy four, I get another four today, like right now, today. Scoob, what'd you end up with?
I got a mozzarella, spicy soppressata, ciabatta bun, pesto sauce, and sweet peppers. Got a little humble Italian. Mm.
McMahon?
Yeah, I think if we opened a restaurant, Scoob's would sell the most out of these options. But I made a buffalo chicken wrap and then tossed bacon in it. I'm very happy.
I feel like yours would sell the most, honestly. Like buffalo chicken, that's the one I would think of as like classic, would play anywhere, you know what I mean?
It does go crazy, and it's something I didn't like. There's a restaurant I grew up near. They opened when I was in high school, and they really, like, I haven't seen someone do buffalo chicken wraps like this place. The sandwich shop is called The Real Deal, and they are. They live up to it. They also had a sandwich called The Clogger, which was, it was like 2 pounds of meat. It was a steak and cheese, and then with every other meat we drafted here today on top of it. And of course, being a fat high schooler, I ate it. And man, oh man, do you feel terrible after.
You got to sit through 8 hours of school after that.
No, not the morning. No.
Morning would be diabolical. Breakfast. Yeah. We don't even got the fryer on yet, young man. Turn it on.
The breakfast cheesesteak is chaos.
Man, just shaking through chemistry. Listen, they'll feed you everything else at lunch, 10 a.m., and you got to drink chocolate milk with it. I don't know why we're acting like this is ridiculous. Slice of square pizza.
Well, this is a real restaurant out in the world. This wasn't in my high school.
Yeah. Should have been.
All I know is that three of these sandwiches will be on one part of the menu, just descriptions, and then on the side there will be a huge picture of one of the sandwiches saying "Try this" in big letters. And that's Tyler's sandwich.
That's what I'm going for. You have to go to McGillicuddy's and get the chorizo McGriddle. Like that's what I want. That you have to. You have to get the chorizo.
Like, can I hold the maple butter?
So what?
Can I hold the maple butter? No, you have to get the sandwich as constructed.
Yeah, there are no substitutions on this.
I love the idea that the person ordering this is real picky about maple butter.
Yeah.
That's a little too far.
A perfectly good sandwich ruined.
Yeah, can I get it without the chorizo? I also feel like my sandwich works. You take any one ingredient out of my sandwich, I think it still works. Because if you grill has two ingredients. Yeah, if you you could eat and you could just eat the chorizo for real. Like if we I don't know why we're dancing around it.
Chorizo is unbelievable. When that hit the streets underrated. In 06, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my eyes when the first time I tasted a chorizo.
I said, where have I been? Where did I got it? Then I out past the wall. I was like, where have I been?
Gotta admit, I chorizo, I can't eat it anymore. It just hurts my stomach.
Sad. Old man, why see you?
It's because full brine. You get too much brine in that stomach.
Yeah.
Now you think about brine with chorizo. Why y'all even say that?
Go back for more pickles every night in the fridge, 3 a.m.
Toughest cuts? Forever. Like I knew going in I wanted to build a breakfast sandwich. I didn't know what kind. Like that's where the chorizo, I was thinking like crab cake.
Always.
Oh, pork belly. Pork belly was a tough cut. I went chorizo over pork belly.
I half expected, just because I've heard him speak about them so much, I thought Scoob was going to walk in here and build a steak and cheese, which is why I did not. That sandwich was just sitting there. None of the things on that were drafted. Like you could have easily had, any one of us could have made that.
That's undrafted. Yeah. Steak and cheese.
Can I be real with you guys? My board was a silver bullet. This is all I had on it. I didn't plan for anything else. This is the sandwich I always want to build.
I mean, I had a different condiments, a couple different bread. Like if I want like donut or croissant, if I wanted to go that, but I was like, you can't eat a croissant. Why not? That's the real mess. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have sauce all over me than croissant flakes in my shoes. Yeah. And I love her.
That's the outside of a griddle cake. Very clean, very spongy. Don't flake.
I took three things I think are underutilized. I think egg and hash brown are properly utilized. I don't see enough McGriddle cakes, chorizo, or maple butter in the wild, personally. I'm ending that today.
There's no reason McDonald's needs to shut down McGriddle production at 10 a.m. They could easily, like a quarter pounder with cheese on the McGriddle.
That's what I'm saying. Also, this, if all ours were like in a restaurant, mine would be the, hey, you got to get there before one. Right. Like, hope some urgency. You want to die, get to getting.
The funny thing is, if you change McGriddle cakes to biscuit, I don't think you look at this sandwich twice. You just accept that this is a breakfast sandwich.
Oh yeah.
But the McGriddle cakes really coming out the gate with that just really turned things on its head.
I drafted Ray Guy first, a punter, but the best punter, the best goddamn punter that ever punted.
You had not
bold strategy.
In hindsight, going egg in the first round would have been the safest. That way you would have known you were getting McGriddles. Again, you could still take them. Like, they'd be available. Mm-hmm. But if you were taking, like, egg was risky leaving it out, especially with YC lurking, just trying to snake other people's draft picks.
That's why I could pass it once. I couldn't pass it twice.
No.
Couldn't pass it twice.
No, he'd have an egg on that sandwich right now. You'd have to, less brine, but more egg.
Because the whole time I was thinking, like, there wouldn't be, like, if YC took chicken, that would just be out. Like, no tenders, no nothing. So once that opened up, I was like, okay, that gives me
lots of preparations.
Yeah.
The second he said cutlet, I knew I was still in the game with my sandwich. I knew that was still very much on
he
the
went too specific.
Yeah. Do it a couple ways, too. I feel like there are a couple ways to do the buffalo chicken without
for sure. But I can't have grilled chicken on my board. Can you imagine? I have a family. Yeah, I feel like in the eyes.
Nah, not after this, you would. Not after that.
And I think
having an egg on a chicken sandwich, though, is just it's chaos. I can't do that.
Insectual.
That is just a spitting in a chicken's eye. That is whatever the word for incest is for sandwiches, that's what that is.
It's really like a next level crew.
Yeah.
Rubbing it in.
I saw a video yesterday on Instagram. It was a guy with a go-kart frying a steak on the spoiler. And I was like, if animals had any understanding what we were doing to them, they'd be so upset. This is like
stuff like that. I'm like, PETA, maybe they were right, man. Like, yeah. We wilding, bro. We are kind. Some stuff. All the fairs are about to come up. So all the like different fair food. It's like, man, a real animal died for chocolate fruity pebbles, sake bomb, Jägermeister donut dogs, of which I took two. Mm-hmm.
And I do agree. I think maple syrup is criminally underutilized. You're seeing it more, like those maple aiolis, but maple is such a delicious flavor. To subject it only to breakfast is a mistake humanity's made for too long.
I feel like it's one of those... Maple syrup used to be stickier. You know what I mean? Like, that was that's what kept me from eating this. So like, if you got some on your foot, they were just stuck together, man. Your shoe was stuck to the floor. I don't know what it was. Like, the real cane sugar, not the fructose corn syrup, whatever now. But when it was real maple, they probably couldn't. Because if you did just eat that at all time, nobody'd have teeth. I don't think anybody would have teeth if you just always had an option to have maple syrup and or maple butter at all time.
Your blood just slows to a crawl. It's barely moving.
Completely coagulates. Like when a snake bites you. what the blood does, copperhead gets hold of you. Can I tell you the fattest shit I ever thought of in my life, but I thought of it specifically for this draft, and it involves McGriddles. What if inside the griddle was barbecue sauce because I want brisket on the sandwich?
Listen. Yeah, I don't. We as a humanity found a way to get the maple syrup cum shot in the pancake. Why did we stop? Why did we stop there? You can put anything in there.
Anything you'd like. Anything you'd like. Like, whoever first invented the McGriddle thought he had like a new wheel. Like, when you show that to the, like, and they go, oh, yeah, we'll use it from 10 to 2, Monday through Friday. He's like, nobody's like, y'all not understand, y'all not grasping what I have here. So I say McGriddle, barbecue sauce injected, because I want brisket on the biscuit. And admit me to the hospital right now today. I'll sign that away as I sign to pay for my meal.
Is that the only type of bread you can inject, though? Because I think the idea is obviously the McGriddle is a little pancake. So you naturally, it's like syrup and pancakes.
But does ciabatta hold a syrup? Does brioche?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I feel like whoever invented the McGriddle did that research. Like, I've put syrup in everything, and this is what it holds.
I don't hate it. I don't hate the thought. I don't hate the thought one bit.
I'm just saying. Something to consider.
When you took McGriddles, I was like, do I throw my whole draft board out and try and argue pizza is a bread and use that as my base?
What were you going to build? I'm listening.
Listen, who knows? Who knows what would have come after that? But it definitely crossed my mind.
Listen, the classic pizza parlor, Sbarro's, used to have the stuffed pizza. And it was just basically two slices of pizza, like, topping each other.
Yeah.
Two slices, yeah, just scissoring. And yeah, they heated it up for 60 seconds. And
it went crazy, I fear.
It was crazy. Unfortunately, it was like a pie trip with a top crust. It was pretty good.
It was, I mean, they got the papadilla right now, don't they? That's kind of the same thing. It's like a pizza that they kind of, like, roll and then stuff. So, yeah, they're getting real slutty.
Pizza Hut as well. Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of people like, listen, Hot Pockets go way too crazy as a concept to just not be like Stromboli. Big Calzone should have been like the first time I really had Stromboli, I was like, why do we eat pizza, bro? Like, honestly, why do we eat pizza? Roll it up and let it soak it. Let it brine. Why? See, let it brine. And then you eat what's left.
Yeah, they all go crazy. Literally all. I haven't had a bad any of those ever.
And nobody built a calzone. Nobody built a...
We used to make things in America.
We used to build houses, bricks. Any other toughest omissions? I wanted to work an aioli in there somewhere, but once I went McGriddle, What's that, a maple aioli?
Yeah. I thought you might go hot sauce there. That was the only other thing
I thought. Yeah, that was the last comment I thought would make sense there. I feel like too much sweet, you know?
McGriddle with hot sauce in it. Now my brain can't turn off. I'm in McGriddle mode now.
This video is going to be 2 hours long. We finished the draft, you know, 90 minutes ago.
Yeah. What if you put it in a potato chip? Put a potato chip in a pancake.
This is essentially what the Reese's Corporation does every day. They're like, man, what else can we jam in these fucking things? That's where he went. The guy who, the McGriddle guy, he got hired by the Reese people, and he's been cooking up ever since. He's like, hey, we can put pretzels in this bitch. We can put more peanuts.
I said, what'd you do before? He's like, I worked for Bacon for 6 years. It ended poorly, but I think we overexpanded too fast, but now I'm ready to contribute to the Reese's. The sandwiches have been drafted. Let us know in the comments, please, who won. Do we have to... I was going to say name our sandwich. I was like, don't make me name my sandwich.
No, please don't.
Please don't. It would be bad business. Let us know who won in the comments. Drop a thumbs up. Subscribe, chat, chill with the boys. For YC, for school, for the Mick Man, for Aaron Dean, everybody helping behind the scenes. We appreciate you all. We'll catch you next time.